Good afternoon, brethren. Many people like titles. If you want a title, Distractions, number two. I say number two because I gave a sermonette many years ago on distractions. Most of you wouldn't forget it, and maybe some of you didn't even hear it. I don't remember it. I didn't refer to it in preparing this sermonette. The distractions to mankind has been around since Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Satan used a distraction to ease mind. A fruit that was pleasant to look at and good to eat. Adam, though he wasn't deceived, went right along with it. So right to the heart of the matter, the ultimate master of distractions is Satan. And in his distractions, there's always deceit. I say that he is the ultimate distractor because Scripture tells us that he is a prince of the power of the air. And in Revelation, we are told that he deceives the whole world. You know, the military of any country has always used distractions to conceal their strategy from whoever is their enemy. And in this political climate, the opposing political parties do everything they can to detract anything that is positive about their opponent and to distract it to something that is negative. And it's so very easy for us to get caught up in this controversy and to be distracted from the purpose that God has assigned to us. My favorite scripture indicating this is in 2 Timothy 2:4, which states, "No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life." Political controversy is affairs of this life. And then go on with the quote, "that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." That's a spiritual soldier. Christ enlists us as a spiritual soldier. As the song title states, "Onward Christian Soldiers," which we sang last week, the week before, recently. We see things happening in the world, and as we are told, we are to watch events in this world, and of course, to watch ourselves. For example, we see nations against nations and can be distracted in what the Bible tells us will be the ultimate conflict that will lead up to the tribulation. Another example is that we see a declining interest in religion and even attacks on any religious beliefs. We can be distracted from true religion and be deceived by what is false religion. Scripture tells us that there will be great religious deceit. So false religion is coming back in a great way. And the greater part of humanity will be led astray because of that. True Christianity will be, for that period of time, be destroyed. Destroyed in favor of false Christianity. So we're told in Scripture that if possible, even the elect could be deceived. For things are going to get very confusing. A lot of distractions. So we can't let that be possible. But perhaps the greatest distractions that we face are the distractions in our own personal lives. This is given in detail in Christ's parable in Matthew, the parable of the sower, Matthew 13. So let's turn there. We'll begin reading in verse 1 through 9. My eyes are getting really bad. I believe I'll begin in verse 2. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, but the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Let's expound on that where Christ explains that in verses 18 through 23. Therefore hear the parable of the sower. If anyone hears the words of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. How many listen to us, perhaps read our literature, but it just goes over their head. They just don't understand. Distracted by one thing or the other. But he receives a seed on stony ground. This is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. How many have we seen come in here and expressed enthusiasm of what they've read and heard? Some one service, some several weeks, some several months, and I can remember at least one, perhaps more, several years. But they were distracted by something else and fell away. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Another word for stumbles, he's offended. People get offended so very, very easily. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. This, if I follow God's way of life, this might cost me my job, or it might cost me a promotion. It might cost me something. And the price is just too high. The rewards of this world just are greater in their mind than the rewards of eternal life in God's kingdom. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. That's got to be us, overcoming and enduring to the end and producing fruit. Christ uses other parables that distractions can lead people away from his clear instructions to us. You know those parables. You've been around. All of you have been around a while. And I cannot go into them in a sermonette. You know, there's some tough times coming. And those tough times will contain distractions and deceits. They go together. At the same time, we need to be renewing the new man day by day so we can worship God in spirit and in truth, and not let any distractions deceive us and carry us away from the truth that we know. But that can happen. by any of those things I've already mentioned that can affect any of this world, but can also affect us in God's church. A few of our distractions, perhaps financial problems, health problems. I think most of us have received health problems. Loss of a loved one. That's a big one. And there are many, many others that you can think of on your own. But we must not be distracted from our ultimate goal. The solutions to all of this world's problems, solutions that cannot be solved by mankind under the rulership of Satan. The ultimate goal of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven.